Lin-Manuel Miranda has been working on Hamilton for 6 years. It started with him sitting on a beach, reading Ron Chernow's 832-page biography of the country's first Treasury Secretary, and realizing the story sang to him.
I feel like a mosquito that hit an artery. That's how I felt when I read Ron Chernow's book. I just thought, Hamilton's life story contains multitudes, particularly in the way Ron unlocked it, in the way that Hamilton is sort of the proto-American immigrant story, the trauma of his early years, and how that kind of created a crack in the foundation.
Biographer Chernow says he was initially skeptical that his book could be turned into a musical, much less one that uses rap as its main source of expression. But he agreed to meet with Miranda.
He came over to my house. He sat on my living room couch. He started snapping his fingers, and he sang the opening song. And I absolutely marveled at what he'd done, because I realized that he had condensed the first 40 pages of my book accurately into a 4.5-minute song.
Miranda performed that opening number at a poetry evening at the White House in 2009.
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of the trade and charter.
Hamilton's life really was like a Dickensian novel, filled with coincidence and reversals of fortune. He brought himself out of poverty, immigrated to New York, and became a leading figure in the American Revolution as an aide to George Washington. He wrote most of the Federalist Papers, created the National Bank, was involved in the first national sex scandal, and managed to create enemies, from Thomas Jefferson and James Madison to Aaron Burr, who famously killed Hamilton in a duel.
The fights we had then in the formation of our country will be the fights we have 100 years from now, 200 years from now. They will be, what is the role of the state versus the role of the larger country? What is our responsibility to other countries that are not our own? The two battles, cabinet battles in our show, are about those two things, because they're going to outlive us. We'll always be having those fights.
In telling this story from over 200 years ago, Miranda and his director, Thomas Kail, made the decision to have the show performed by a multiracial, multi-ethnic cast.
Tommy's goal was to eliminate any distance between a contemporary audience and this story. That's what the music aims to do. That's what the entire production aims to do. And so it's a story of America then, told by what America looks like now.
I wanna be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
One of the repeated lines in Hamilton is, "Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?" And Lin-Manuel Miranda wants to make sure that this story is told by as many different people as possible once the run on Broadway is done years from now.
When this is done as the school play, it opens up the show to the entire school. And that's something I'm really excited about.
Critics and audiences are already excited. The show received rave reviews on its Broadway opening, and the box office now tops $32 million. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.